A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one, and it's a deployment question, not a survey question. He's past the what is Memmi and Zep and Letta stage. He's at the point where he's about to commit to something, and he wants to know what living with each option actually looks like on day 30, day 180. SaaS versus self-hosted, honest treatment of both sides. What you get out of the box? What breaks? What the real cost is, the lock-in risk when your agent's entire memory is sitting in someone else's database. And he wants a recommendation framework. When does SaaS win? When does self-hosting genuinely pay off? And what's this emerging hybrid pattern where the curation logic is managed, but the storage stays in your own VPC?
We should say upfront, DeepSeek V4 Pro is writing our script today, so if anything lands particularly well, that's them. If not, Korn and I will take the blame on air.
Generous of you to offer. All right, let's dig in. There are really three lanes here. You've got Zep Cloud, Memo's managed offering, and Letta Cloud on the SaaS side. On the self-hosted side, you got Graffiti, which is Zep's open source core, self-hosted Memmi, Cogni, and Letta's self-hosted option. Six products, two deployment modes, and a whole lot of ways to get this wrong.
The reason this question matters now is that a raw vector database, Pinecone, PG vector, whatever, was never the full answer. It gives you semantic search, but none of the memory curation. No fact extraction, no conflict resolution, no temporal decay, no recency, aware retrieval. You dump embeddings in and hope the cosine similarity gods are kind to you. These memory layers do the actual work of understanding that the user changed their name or moved cities, or that the meeting from last Tuesday should matter more than the one from 6 months ago.
So if you've accepted that the vector DB alone isn't enough, and you need a curation layer, the next fork in the road is deployment. And that fork is sharper than most people realize. Let's start with the SaaS story, because that's where the marketing is loudest and where the trade-offs are most interesting.
Zep Cloud is probably the most mature of the managed offerings. They've been at this longer than most. What you get out of the box is impressive. Automatic fact extraction from conversation transcripts, entity resolution, the temporal knowledge graph that handles decay and recency weighting, all of it accessible through a REST API. You integrate, you send messages, you query for relevant facts, and it just works. Day 1, you're productive. Day 30 is where the cost story starts to crystallize. Zep Cloud charges per message processed and per stored fact, and at real volume. Let's say you're processing a few thousand conversations a day for a personal context agent that's reading your email, your calendar, your drive, those per message costs compound. You're not paying for storage at that point, you're paying for the extraction pipeline every single time new text hits the system. It's not unreasonable, but it's also not trivial.
Here's the thing that keeps me up. Well, not me personally, I nap fine. But what should keep the listener up? When your agent's entire memory is in Zep's database, what happens if Zep raises a Series C and pivots, or gets acquired, or changes their pricing model? Your agent doesn't have amnesia. It has a full lobotomy. Every fact, every relationship, every piece of temporal context your agent has learned about the user, gone, or held hostage by an export tool that may or may not exist when you need it.
That's the lock-in risk, and it's not theoretical. We've seen this play out with API-first startups a dozen times. The counterargument from Zep's side would be that they offer data export, and that's true, but an export of raw facts and graph edges is not the same as portability to another system. There's no standard format for temporal knowledge graphs. You're not exporting a CSV and importing it into Memo. You're starting over.
Let me pressure test the SaaS story a different way, because I think data residency is actually the sharper concern for personal context use cases. We're talking about agents that read your email, your Google Drive, your calendar. That's some of the most sensitive data a person has. When you send all of that through ZepCloud or Memo's managed offering, you're trusting a third party not just with storage, but with processing. The extraction pipeline is seeing everything. For a business use case with a SOC2 certification and a data processing agreement, that's one thing. For an individual developer building a personal memory agent, that's a lot of trust to hand over.
It's worth naming specifically, Memoy's managed offering has a similar value proposition but a slightly different architecture. Where ZEP is built around the temporal knowledge graph, Memsuro is more focused on the fact memory layer with what they call adaptive learning. It learns which facts matter over time based on how often they're referenced. The managed version handles all the extraction, deduplication, and conflict resolution. But the data residency question is the same. Your users' memories are sitting in MemU's infrastructure.
Leda Cloud is the third option in the SaaS lane, and they're interesting because their architecture is different again. Leda is built around the idea of stateful agents. The memory isn't just a retrieval layer, it's the agent's persistent state. Their cloud offering manages the state database, the extraction, and the agent orchestration. It's more opinionated than ZEP or Memero, which means you get more out of the box, but you're also more locked into their model of how agents should work.
The latency story across all three managed offerings is generally good. They've invested in making the API fast because they know developers will benchmark it. At low to medium volume, you're looking at tens of milliseconds for most queries. At high volume, it depends on your plan and whether you're hitting rate limits. But none of them are slow in a way that would break a real-time agent experience, at least not at the volumes a solo developer or small team would be dealing with.
All right, let's flip to the self-hosted side, because this is where things get real in a different way. You're not writing a check, you're writing Docker Compose files and hoping nothing pages you at 2 in the morning.
Graffiti is the open source core of ZEP, and is the most direct comparison to ZepCloud. You get the same temporal knowledge graph, the same fact extraction, the same entity resolution, but you're running it yourself. The extraction pipeline uses a language model under the hood, which means you're also bringing your own LLM, API, key or running a local model. That's the first hidden cost. The extraction isn't free in self-hosted mode either. You're just paying OpenAI or Anthropic directly instead of paying ZEP.
The second hidden cost is operations. Graffiti uses Neo4j as its graph database, which is powerful but famously not fun to operate. Backups, replication, memory tuning, Neo4j is a whole skill set. If you've never administered a graph database before, day 30 of self-hosting Graffiti is going to involve at least one incident where you're SSHing into a server trying to figure out why memory usage spiked and queries are timing out.
The 2A page is real. I've talked to developers running Graffiti in production, and the consensus is that it works well once it's tuned, but getting it tuned is non-trivial. The documentation is decent, the community is helpful, but you're still the one responsible when something breaks. And something will break, that's just the nature of running infrastructure.
Self-hosted Memero is a different beast. It's designed to be lighter weight. You can point it at a Postgres database with PG Vector, which is much simpler to operate than Neo4j. The trade-off is that the self-hosted version doesn't include all the features of the managed offering. The adaptive learning, some of the more sophisticated conflict resolution, some of the recency weighting logic, those are gated behind the paid tier. You're getting a capable memory layer, but it's intentionally not the full product.
This is the pattern we see across all three self-hosted options. The open source versions are deliberately weaker than the paid ones. It's not a conspiracy, it's a business model. ZEP gives you Graffiti but keeps some of the management tooling and advanced features for the cloud version. Memsuro keeps the adaptive learning proprietary. Leda's self-hosted version works but lacks the managed orchestration layer. You need to go in with your eyes open about what you're not getting.
Cogni is the fourth option in the self-hosted lane, and it's worth spending some time on because it takes a different architectural approach. Instead of a temporal knowledge graph, Cogni builds a semantic graph from your data using whatever LLL, you point it at. It's more flexible in some ways. You can shape the graph structure to your use case, but it's also less opinionated, which means more decisions for you to make and more ways to get it wrong.
Cogni is also younger than Graffiti or Memore. The community is smaller, the documentation is spottier, and the edge cases are less explored. If you're a solo developer who wants something that just works, Codney is probably not your starting point. If you're willing to tinker and you have specific graph structure needs that Graffiti doesn't meet, it's worth a look.
Letter self-hosted rounds out the picture. You're running the letter server yourself, managing the state database, and handling your own LLM egg calls for extraction. The core architecture is the same as Letter Cloud, stateful agents with persistent memory. But you're on the hook for everything. The upside is you control the data end-to-end. For a personal context memory agent, that's valuable.
Let's talk about what actually breaks, because that's what Daniel's really asking with the day 180 framing. On the SaaS side, what breaks is usually not technical. It's contractual or financial. Pricing changes, service deprecations, the company getting acquired, and the product getting sunset. You wake up one day to an email saying the API is being shut down in 90 days and you need to migrate. Your agent doesn't have a memory problem. It has an existential problem.
On the self-hosted side, what breaks is more mundane but just as disruptive. Disk fills up because your retention policy wasn't aggressive enough. Neo4j or Postgres needs a version upgrade and the migration fails. Your LLMM provider has an outage and suddenly your extraction pipeline is dead, which means new conversations aren't being processed into facts, which means your agent's memory is silently going stale. You might not notice for days.
The silent staleness is the scary one. With a SaaS provider, if their extraction pipeline goes down, you get errors and you know about it. With self-hosted, if your LLMAPIA key expires or your rate limit gets hit, the extraction just stops and your agent starts operating on increasingly outdated memory. By day 180, if you haven't been monitoring this carefully, your agent could be confidently wrong about things that changed months ago.
All right, let's get to the framework. Under what conditions does SaaS win?
SaaS wins when you're building something where time to market matters more than long-term cost, when you don't have the operational expertise or desire to run graph databases, and when the data you're processing isn't so sensitive that third-party processing keeps you up at night. If you're a startup building a customer-facing agent and you need memory that works today, ZepCloud or Minman managed is the right call. You accept the lock-in risk as the price of speed.
For the solo developer building a personal context memory agent, the person Daniel is implicitly asking for, I think the calculus shifts. The data is sensitive by definition. Email, calendar, DriveEye, that's the user's entire digital life. Adding that to a third-party processor is a big ask, even with good security promises, and the volume for a single user is low enough that self-hosting is manageable. You're not running 1,000 conversations a day. You're running maybe a few dozen.
That's the key insight. At personal scale, the operational burden of self-hosting is dramatically lower than at production scale. You're not worried about horizontal scaling or high availability. If your memory layer goes down for an hour while you're asleep, nobody notices. The 2AT page doesn't exist because there's no SLA to meet. That flips the entire cost-benefit analysis.
My default recommendation for a solo developer building personal context memory is self-hosted memory, pointed at a Postgres instance with PG Vector. It's the lightest operational lift. Postgres is something most developers already know how to run and back up, and it gives you enough of the memory curation features to be useful. You lose the adaptive learning from the managed version, but at personal scale, you can compensate for that with good prompt engineering in your extraction pipeline.
I'd add a caveat. If you're comfortable with Neo4j or willing to learn it, Graffiti gives you the temporal knowledge graph, which is a better model for memory that needs to understand how facts change over time. The trade-off is operational complexity. For someone who's run databases before, it's a weekend project to get it set up and a few hours a month to maintain. For someone who hasn't, it's a steeper climb.
The third option, and this is the hybrid pattern that's starting to emerge, is using a managed memory layer that points at your own storage. Imagine Zep's curation logic running in their cloud, but the underlying graph database is in your VPC. You get the managed extraction and conflict resolution, but the data stays with you. This isn't fully productized yet by any of the major players, but it's the direction things are heading.
Letta is closest to this model because their architecture already separates the agent state from the orchestration layer. In theory, you could run the Letta server in your own infrastructure and have the cloud orchestration layer manage it. In practice, it's still early days and the integration isn't seamless. But if you're planning for day 3 on 65 rather than day 30, this is the architecture to watch.
Cogni actually lends itself to a hybrid setup too, because it's designed to be storage agnostic. You could run Cogni's extraction and graph building in a managed environment while keeping the underlying vector store and graph database in your own infrastructure. Again, not turnkey, but the pieces are there.
Let's talk about cost concretely, because that's part of the day 30 and day 180 picture. ZepCloud at moderate volume, a few thousand messages a month, is going to run you somewhere in the low hundreds of dollars. It scales roughly linearly with volume. Memrose managed pricing is similar. For a personal agent processing one person's email and calendar, you're probably looking at $50 to $100 a month. Not nothing, but not prohibitive.
Self-hosted Graffiti or Memre, the direct infrastructure cost is lower, maybe $20 to $40 a month for a modest VPS or cloud instance. But you're also paying for LLM API calls for the extraction pipeline. That's the hidden line item. Every time new text comes in, you're sending it to GPT-4 or Claude for fact extraction. At personal scale, that might add another $20 to $30 a month. Total cost is comparable to SaaS, maybe slightly cheaper, but you're trading money for time.
Time is the real currency here. Setting up Graffiti for the first time, if you know what you're doing, is a few hours. Tuning it, monitoring it, handling updates and migrations, figure a few hours a month ongoing. If your hourly rate as a developer is high, self-hosting might actually be more expensive than SaaS when you factor in your own time. But if you enjoy the tinkering, and I suspect Daniel does, that time is part of the value, not a cost.
There's another dimension here that we haven't touched. What happens when you want to switch? If you start with ZepCloud and decide to move to self-hosted Graffiti, the migration is theoretically possible because they share the same underlying data model. In practice, you're exporting from one and importing into the other, and there will be edge cases. Facts that were cleanly resolved in the cloud version might create conflicts in the self-hosted version. It's not a seamless migration.
Switching from Memre managed to self-hosted Memre is easier because it's the same product, just different infrastructure. You export your facts, import them into your own instance, and you're back online. The catch is that some facts might have been structured using features from the managed tier that don't exist in the self-hosted version. Those facts don't disappear, but they might not be queryable in the same way.
Letter is the hardest to migrate away from because it's the most opinionated. If you build your agent on Letter's stateful agent model and then decide to move to a different memory layer, you're not just migrating data, you're re-architecting your agent. That's not a knock on Letter. Their opinionated approach is a feature if you're committed to it. But it's worth understanding the lock-in before you commit.
Let's land the recommendation framework. For a team building a production agent where time to market matters and the data isn't hypersensitive, SaaS is the right call. ZepCloud. If you want the temporal knowledge graph, memory managed if you want the adaptive learning, LetaCloud if you want the stateful agent architecture. Accept the lock-in risk, negotiate a data processing agreement, and move fast.
For a solo developer building a personal context memory agent, and this is the answer Daniel is actually waiting for, self-hosted. The data sensitivity alone justifies it, and the operational burden at personal scale is low enough to be manageable. Start with self-hosted memory pointed at Postgres with PG Vector. It's the simplest thing that works. If you outgrow it, you can move to Graffiti for the temporal knowledge graph, or to the hybrid model when it matures.
The hybrid model, managed curation, your own storage, is the medium-term future. It's not quite ready for prime time today, but if you're building something that needs to last, design your architecture so you can adopt it when it arrives. Keep your storage layer clean, keep your extraction pipeline modular, and don't bake in assumptions about where the curation logic lives.
One more thing worth saying, all of these products are moving fast. What's true today about feature gaps between managed and self-hosted might not be true in 6 months. The direction of travel is toward more parity. Not because the companies are generous, but because open source alternatives keep pressure on the managed offerings. If Graffiti gets good enough, ZepCloud has to compete on something other than basic features.
The open source community around these tools is active. Graffiti's GitHub repository has regular contributions, issues get responded to, the Discord is helpful. Same for Cogni. If you're self-hosting, you're not alone. There's a community of people doing the same thing and hitting the same edge cases. That's worth something.
All right, let's put a pin in the deployment discussion. The takeaway is, SaaS for teams and speed, self-hosted for personal and privacy, hybrid on the horizon. And for Daniel, specifically, self-hosted Memero, Postgres, pgector. Keep it simple. Keep your data. Sleep through the night.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact.
In the 1860s, sandalmonger was a recognized profession in parts of England, someone who made and sold sandals, and the term survives today as a surname. Though the original sandal-making families have long since vanished from the census records of the Simpson Desert region, where the name inexplicably appears in a handful of 19th-century Australian shipping manifests.
Right. Here's the forward-looking question I keep coming back to. In 2 years, when these memory layers are more mature, are we still going to be having the SaaS versus self-hosted debate? Or does the hybrid model win so decisively that the question stops making sense? I suspect we're heading toward a world where the curation logic is a commodity service you pay for, and the storage is something you control. But we're not there yet, and the decisions you make today determine how easy it is to get there.
This has been My Weird Prompts. Thanks to our producer Hilbert Flemingtop, you can find every episode at My Weird Prompts.
If you're building something with one of these memory layers, we'd love to hear how it's going. Review us wherever you listen, or drop us a line on Telegram. I'm Korn.
I'm Herman Poppleberry. We'll catch you next time.
This episode was generated using Gemini Flash 3. Text-to-speech engine was Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth's slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long-eared host. My weird prompts, until next time, stay curious, keep weird in mind.